This is the Apple This Podcast.
Hello, Apple This. This is Abby, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Mobile Aquarium app. This is an app where you can care for your own virtual fish. There is an Apple This entry on it in the iOS app directory, which includes the link to the App Store. But there wasn't a podcast available on it, so I thought I would make one. So when you first start out, you get $200 in game money to use to buy fish, to care for your fish, and to buy extra items for your fish. You can have up to 5 fish at a time in your aquarium. You need to make sure you feed them and clean the tank, otherwise they will die or may end up eating each other. I had this happen to me once, believe it or not. One of my fish ate another one. It was kind of sad. But I will show you how to navigate between fish. If your progress has been ruined, meaning you neglected your fish for too long, neglected your tank for too long, you can reset the game. And I will show you how to do that because I need to do that. This app does not give you push notifications, which means it does not provide you notifications in the notification center when your fish are sick or dead or have eaten or each other, or when the algae level is too high, or the tank is too dirty, or the fish are sick. So you need to keep track of them in the app. There is a messages event log that you need to keep track of, because that will tell you what's wrong with your fish, but it will not notify you in the notification center. So you really need to be paying attention to that log. I'm not one to talk because I haven't been. But anyway, we're going to open the app and see how badly I've done. Open aquarium.
Portrait. Aquarium. 16 new messages.
Okay, the first item in this little menu here says I have 16 new messages. If you listen carefully, you'll be able to hear the water running in my aquarium too. So if you swipe to the right, which I have my iPad in landscape mode, so the home button is to the right, but it flips itself automatically to portrait when it opens certain apps like this one. So swiping right means I have to physically swipe my finger up because I've locked orientation. But I could also use my keyboard, which I'm going to do actually. I'm going to turn my keyboard on. I have a Bluetooth keyboard here. I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to use my left and right arrows to scroll through this list of options.
Menu button.
Okay, there's a menu button that takes me to the main menu.
Menu button.
And there's a messages thing that says how many messages I have, which in this case I have 16. Now, for some reason, when I double tap this menu button, it takes me to the last item in the menu, and I have to swipe left. Now, to double tap using a Bluetooth keyboard, you're going to hit up and down arrow simultaneously.
Menu. Hide button.
Okay. This first button, or last button on the far right, is hide, which I think is to hide the menu.
TH30. FH30.
Those are kind of help buttons.
Help. Button.
And that's your help button where you go in to get instructions, and that's where you can also reset your game. I'll show you that in a minute.
Remove ads. Button.
Okay, that's where you can purchase an upgrade to remove ads.
My fish. Button.
Okay, this is the My Fish button, which will show you the status of your fish. So if we double tap here.
My fish. There are no fish in the tank.
There are no fish in the tank because the one fish I had passed away.
Next fish button.
If you had fish in here, it would tell you the age of your fish, the development of your fish, whether it was baby, child, teen, or adult, how many fish were in the tank, if your fish was sick, and some other options. These are the previous and next fish buttons, which you use to scroll through if you have multiple fish.
My fish.
And at the top it says My Fish, which is the page that you're on. If you go all the way to the bottom of the screen, which the keyboard you can press Control Down Arrow.
Back button.
There's the back button. We're going to double tap.
Back. TH30F help. Remove at My Fish. My Tank.
The next button to the left is the My Tank button, which will show you different things. It has three tabs. So we're going to click on My Tank.
My Tank. Tap fee to add food to the tank. 10 units of food cost you $1. Tips. Star: the more fish you have, the quicker the food will be consumed. Star: food exceeding a level of 100% will support algae growth.
Okay, so it told you a couple of things there. It told you that each 10 units of food cost $1. And like I said, you have $200 to be able to feed and clean and care for the fish. And it says the more fish you have, the quicker the food is consumed, and a food level of over 100% will support algae growth, which is not what you want. You do not want algae in your fish tank. So, if I go up to the top of this screen,
selected feed button, one of three,
by using Control Up Arrow on my keyboard, it gives you three tabs in your tank. The feed tab is selected right now. If I go right with the right arrow, which you can also swipe right.
Clean button, two of three.
There's the clean button. Each cleaning costs you $10, and it basically cleans your tank and gets rid of algae.
Med button, three of three.
And that is the med button, or the medication button. Each antibiotic costs $20, and they are used when your fish are sick. So, if I go to the right,
food in tank, 0%.
It says,
text field.
Food in tank is 0%, and it's a dimmed text field. I don't know why it doesn't just say 10%, 0%, but it doesn't. So, if I swipe right,
you have $18.
I have $18. Wow, I thought I had $0. Okay. So that's not enough to do much with, because I do need to clean my tank, which costs 10. I do need to buy a fish, which costs 7. So that's already 17. And then I won't be able to do anything except give 10 units of food, which is not much. So I have to reset. But it does give you the amount of money that you have right there. Then,
tap fee to add food to the tank.
We have our instructions we heard before. I just pressed the control key on my keyboard to pause the speech. We're going to go to the right again.
Change theme, ellipsis, button.
Okay, that's a button to change the theme of your aquarium. You can have different themes, so let's take a look in here.
Cancel.
So your first button is the cancel button if you decide to change your mind.
Back, button, feet, button. Feedback. Tap fee to add. You have 18.0%. Photo library. Ellipse. Classic mobile aquarium.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so you have classic mobile aquarium. You can go to your photo library and choose one of your own photos, I think.
Ice lake.
You can have an ice lake.
Deep sea.
Deep sea.
Tropical reef.
Tropical reef.
Med button. Three of three.
And then at the top are your three buttons. I'm going to go with Tropical Reef.
Tropical Reef.
So I'm going to double tap.
Selected. You have $18.
It doesn't cost you any game money to change your theme. So below the Change Theme button is the Back button, which will take you out of the My Tank screen, and the Feed button, which will change if you're in the Clean or Med tab. So the Feed button will allow you to put 10 units of food into your tank for $1. Now, you need to use $10 to get it to 100%. You can overfill your tank, but that supports algae growth. So we'll talk about algae next. So I'm going to go into the clean.
Clean. Selected. Clean. Two of three. Feed. Select med. algae level.
Okay, it's going to show my algae level. I'm kind of scared to find out what it is.
102%.
Ew, 102% of algae in my tank. Oh my goodness, that's a lot. See, I told you guys, I neglected my fish for too long. okay. So, if we keep going to the right...
You have $18.
Shows your amount of money again.
Tap clean to clean the tank and replace the water. This action costs you $10. A high algae level not only looks disgusting, but also can affect the health of your fish.
Okay, so it's telling us that each clean costs you $10. A high algae level is disgusting looking and it's unhealthy for your fish. Your fish will get sick with a high level of algae in the tank. Okay, so make sure you keep your tank clean.
Change theme, ellipsis.
Again, we have our change theme button, which appears in all three of these tabs.
Back, button.
Back,
clean. Button.
And clean. If I double tap any of these buttons, feed, clean, or med at the bottom of the screen to perform the action, it will say, are you sure this action will cost you X amount of dollars? For feed, it's $1. For clean, it's $10. For med, it's $20. Okay, so algae is not good for your tank. Algae will make your fish sick, and my fish is dead. So it got removed from the tank. Now we're going to go into
med. Med, 3 of average health.
Average health.
N/A.
Says N/A, which means not applicable because I don't have any fish. But this would tell you if your fish was sick or if the health percentage was going down.
You have $18.
Again, we have our $18, which tells me I don't have enough money to medicate the fish if I had any, because I would need $2 more. So if we keep going.
You can learn about the individual states of your fish in the main My Fish menu. Tap Med to put an antibiotic into your aquarium. Cost $20. This action will put all your fish to 100% health immediately. However, even without medication, sick fish will recover slowly provided clean water, sufficient food, and no further bacteria infection.
Okay, so this basically tells you that putting an antibiotic in your tank will make all your fish 100% healthy again. However, even if you don't medicate them, they will recover if you provide them sufficient food, a clean tank, and no further bacteria infection. So that's basically what this says. We have our change theme again. Back. And the med button at the very bottom is to perform the action, which we don't have enough money for. And if you try to perform an action that you don't have enough money for,
alert, no money.
It says alert, no money.
You do not have enough money, $20, to buy the antibiotic.
Okay, we don't have enough money to buy an antibiotic, and then it just gives us the okay button.
Okay. Mid button.
Okay, we're gonna go back. The last thing I want to show you is the messages.
Back. 16 new messages.
Okay, it says at the top here that I have 16 new messages.
Menu. Button.
We're gonna go back to our menu.
Hide but th but f help remove at my fish my tank buy fish button.
Oh, there's the buy fish button where you can buy a fish.
Messages button.
Each fish costs $7. You can customize the way your fish looks and the way your fish, well, not the way your fish acts, but you can customize your colors of your fish and all that. All right, we're gonna go into where it says messages.
Messages, the 17th of August 2017, 5:25 p.m. The amount of algae has become critical for your little pet's health.
That's the most recent message, I think.
The 28th of August,
nope.
2017, 8:23 a.m., some algae have accumulated. A little cleaning, and the water will be crystal clear again.
Okay, so this messages screen is where you're going to see what is happening with your aquarium. Like I said at the beginning, there are no push notifications. to alert you of anything. So you need to keep track of this message event log. If you reset your progress, you will reset the message log as well. And we'll show you that really quick.
Back button.
I'm gonna go back.
THF help, room help.
Go to help.
Help. Mobile aquarium, C by T logic, D. The aim of this game.
Okay, so this is just giving you instructions. At the bottom of the screen,
button.
There's a button that's unlabeled for voiceover, but what you do is you double tap this three times. One, two, three.
Alert. Select OK to reset the aquarium. You'll start again with a clean and empty fish tank and $200 of funds.
Okay, so this says select OK to reset your aquarium, and you'll start with a clean fish tank and $200. So we'll go ahead and do that.
Cancel. But okay. Okay. Button.
Bingo. We've reset our aquarium. Now we're back in the help menu, so we're going to go
back
to the back button by swiping left once.
Back.
Double tapping.
Button.
Now the first thing we need to do, because we have an empty fish tank, is buy some fish.
Help. Room. Buy fish. Button. Buy fish. Stripes, button.
Okay, now we're in an area where we can customize our fish's stripes,
selected body, button,
body,
fins,
or fins.
Button. 3 of 3.
Okay, I usually just leave the fish how it looks when I get it. Now, your aquarium can support up to 5 fish. I don't do that anymore because I'm afraid that my fish will eat each other, so I only do 1. Each fish will cost you $7, and you have the other $193 to buy food and medication and to clean your tank. So, once you run out of money, you can sell your fish by going into the My Fish menu. I will show you that once we have a fish.
Bright red button.
Okay, these are the colors for stripes, fins, and body. I'm just going to skip over this and click.
Okay.
Okay. Our next thing we have to do is name our fish. I don't know what to call it, so I guess I will just...
Back. Okay. Button. Back. Take fish. Text field.
Oh, there's the text field. Double tap to edit. I'm going to use my keyboard to type in a name. Let's just say, I guess, Ocean. I'll just call it Ocean.
Okay, back. Okay.
Button. There's a back button if you change your mind. I really don't know why you can't change your gender, fish gender, from male to female, but anyway. Okay.
Okay. Messages. Button.
Okay, now you will only have 1 message, and it will most likely say something like, Ocean has entered the aquarium. Now we're back in the main menu, and we're going to show you the My Fish section.
Messages. Buy fish. My tank. My fish. Button.
Now that I have a fish in my tank, this is going to say,
My fish. Name, Ocean. Age, 0 minutes. Development, baby. Weight, 10 grams. Normal range, 10 g, 31 g. Health, 100%. Current price, $7.
Okay, so it tells you her name, her age. I'm saying her because I like female fish. Her name, her age, her current price, her development, and if you take care of her well, she will grow. If you don't and she becomes underweight, you'll get a message in the event log. So that's why you really have to keep track of the message log, because it's not going to notify you in the notification center. So, if your fish is doing well and healthy and happy, the price will go up. So if you run out of money, your fish should be at a good price, and you can sell it by going
sell this fish button
to the right once from those instructions, double tapping the sell this fish button, and you've sold your fish. All right, we should have $193 now, so we're going to spend some of that to feed Miss Ocean. So we need to spend $10 to fill the tank. So to do this...
Extras, ellipsis, button, back, button.
The extras button is just stuff you can buy, like hats for your fish, flu protection, things like that. We're not going to worry about that today.
Back, TH30. Echo, remove ad, my fish, my tank.
We're going to go into my tank.
None of your fish is sick.
And we are in the health, the med tab, because that's where we were when we were last in the my tank item in the menu. So we're going to go to feed.
You have $193.
Yep, we have $193. Now, at the very bottom of the screen, I'm going to hit Control down on my keyboard.
Feed button.
There's a feed button. We have to do this 10 times to get 100% because each press gives you 10%. But when you press it once...
Alert. This action will cost you $1. Okay. Button.
It tells you how much money it's going to take. And when you click OK, you'll put 10 units of food in your tank and your food percentage will go up. There's also a cancel button if you change your mind. So if you click OK.
Okay, feed button, select 10%.
Now it says
food in tank,
10%. So I have to do this 9 more times to get it up to 100%. And it only costs you $1 for each 10%, so it's not very much. I would recommend cleaning the tank every few hours. Don't wait every few days because then your fish will be sick. I made that mistake. So that concludes our podcast on the mobile aquarium app. This is an app by T-Logic. If you wish to contact me, you may email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.